Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Vermeer Corporation Chair of the Board Mary Andringa joins us on today's program to talk about Governor Kim Reynolds and Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg's visit to campus last week. Well, Mary, the governor, lieutenant governor were just here to talk with your apprentices, the ones who've been working here, some for a year and some that are just getting started this summer. What does it mean to have her come in here, interact with those students, and really, I guess, get a feel for what's happening with these apprenticeship programs?
Well, this was the governor's idea. She really wants to figure out every way to give students work-based opportunities. And so it was 2 years ago when she, her staff called down here and said, hey, could you help us get a registered apprenticeship program started in the Pella area? So we had a team that assembled and got various other companies and the Career Academy and various high schools, which feed into the Career Academy, as well as the Erie Community College, DMAC. And so this was her program to start with. She really wanted to see this happen. And for her then to be able to come here and really endorse it by affirming these students, affirming that this is a great opportunity for not every student, but for a lot of students. So it was, it's awesome to have her come here. And I know that she does tell the stories across the nation and across the state for sure about the importance of giving students work-based opportunities so they can understand, hey, what things might I want to pursue in my life? And plus she wants to keep the great talent we have in this state in the state. And so it's just a real high affirmation for her thoughts, but also for what we need in the state.
Well, and she was able to ask questions of these students and also ask questions of the overall program and its growth. And obviously, Vermeer was one of the leaders on this, but it's expanding in our community as we speak. And she seemed really excited. Not only is it welding and engineering, but other aspects and some that are still being considered in the next couple of years.
Yeah, there's actually almost a limitless number of registered apprenticeships programs, which we could start to add. And I know we're going to continue to look at them here in this community. But in other communities, they have maybe other needs that are even higher priority than for us, which is welding and engineering tech and culinary, and also some of the from the medical side. I know we're working on an apprenticeship program in there as well. But different areas of the state may have different needs, and this program can be tailored with a lot of competencies for whatever that particular apprenticeship is, so that it can work for various communities, and again, not only just urban communities, but also the rural communities. It doesn't also have to happen in a Career Academy. It can happen in a high school, working with a community college and working with local employers.
And how's it working here at Vermeer now that you're over a year in and you've had groups of students come through?
I got to tell you, I continually, when I'm walking plants, will ask some of the mentors or the area managers who I know have one of the registered apprenticeship students in their area how it's going. And they're very complimentary, very flattering, the fact that these kids are showing up every day. They're learning. They're doing what they're asked to do. They're engaged. And I know that they've had great training over at the Career Academy, and that's talked about a lot. Sheila Graham and the other professors there who are involved in the training, but these students are making a statement, I think, to all of our workforce really about their ability to do great work and to be engaged, and hopefully we're hoping they'll want to be future team members here at Vermeer.
And now the other thing I was able to ask the governor about, she got an update about how Vermeer has been doing since the tornado a year ago. Jason got to show her some slides of how things have been going. I know it was a very emotional day for you, especially when the governor came, because the two of you have become friends over the years. What is it like to be able to show her how far Vermeer has come, knowing that not only is she the state's top representative, but she's a friend of yours and really deeply cared about what was happening here?
No, I mean, it's just a pleasure to be able to show her and to tell her about the heroic efforts, I think, of our team members in being able to so quickly get people back to work, get products being built. And it's not been without challenges. We're in We're in a smaller footprint, the smallest footprint we've been in since about 1990, yet doing about four times the volume. So, I mean, it's not ideal, but therefore we're looking forward to, as we're able to bring people back into the Shop 48 for engineering prototyping, and as we're able to bring other people back when we build our new plant, that's awesome. And to be able to share that with the governor, I think is just fun, because we know she was authentically concerned for us and for our team after the weather event, and to be able to share where we're going and the fact that we're staying in Iowa and we're going to come back stronger and better than ever. And that's why, again, her focus on workforce is so important, because not only do we need facilities, but we need support of the state, and we certainly need a great workforce. So I think all those things together, we're just working on the same path.
Once again, that was Vermeer Chair of the Board, Mary Andringa. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.